Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, December 5th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as the lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled, Fear Not. And our scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verse 30, which says, The angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I need to be reminded of the angel Gabriel's words to Mary and others that received this angelic visitor, to not be afraid. A quick Bible search reveals that the words, fear not, or do not be afraid, appear approximately 365 times in the Bible. While that may not be an exact count, it does mean words about not being fearful appear often in the Bible. If we stay with the number 365, that is one reminder for each day of the year to not be afraid. But we know we live in fearful times, and that fear about the economy, money, world leadership, war, violence, hatred, and health are pervasive in our culture and our world. So often our fear can overshadow the hopeful words of the Advent and Christmas season that we hear and that we sing about. I recently read an article about thinking and speaking the positive in order to heal our bodies and our brains. The article suggested for optimal healing or dealing with any challenge, we should aim for at least 3 positive thoughts for every negative thought. The goal is to influence the inside part of our brain, the part that can react with fear and override the good thoughts of our brain. The article said this is more than just about positive thinking. It's about engaging the energy of our own God-given brain to face fears and challenges and find creative solutions. It's about getting beyond fear and anxiety and focusing on what we have control over, which is our own response or functioning. Of course, this isn't easy, and like anything else, takes practice. For example, if the fearful or negative thought is about money at this time of year and wondering how we will make ends meet with additional expenses and gift giving, try reframing your negative thought with 3 positive thoughts, such as, I am thankful for the places of support I can turn to. There are other ways of gift giving that give of myself without costing money. And I know I have expenses I can redirect for a time to free up some of my resources. It is true that every situation has at least as many positive factors as negative ones. In addition, it is a spiritual discipline to see the gifts God has for us. The scriptures, especially during Advent, tell us that God is with us, that God loves us, and does not want us to live in fear. As the angel said to the shepherds, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Looking for the positives to set next to the fears is a way of looking for the good news that God brings to our living. How can we see good news of great joy this Advent and Christmas season that will carry us into the new year? Amen.